Hello, this is episode 9 of my audio vlog. I don't have anything specific to talk about because I still wanted to kind of keep this in an open form for conversations, and just talk about some of the things that I've gone through. To start this off, though, I think one of the things I'll mention, I think I've told you before that one of my favorite movies on my list is Titanic. And I like it for a number of reasons. People like it for the love story aspect. Some people like it because it's a somewhat accurate display of history. History I've always had an interest in, but I think it kind of serves as a good basis to kind of start a conversation for a number of reasons. One, if you've seen the movie, you might remember that, you know, you've got Leonardo DiCaprio that's basically this guy who just kind of travels around the world and doesn't really have anything except the air in his lungs. And it's interesting that he at least in the movie, seems like he lives a happy life and has in the past just because of where he's gone, what he's done, the things he's seen. And then you have the polar opposite, which is Rose, played by Kate Winslet, and her family and her mother and her fiancé, who come from money, clearly, and they kind of look down on him because of that. And clearly that's a form of bullying and pushing someone around and making them not feel good about themselves. But if you remember, it didn't really affect Leonardo's character at all. Now, of course, yes, this is a movie, but you know, with movies, people who write them have to think of the story and they have to think about the good in people. And of course, some things might be over embellished, but I still think that there's a good heart and an example here. So, we'll just leave it at that, because there are good people out there, and there are people who do care about others and their feelings. But nonetheless, so in the movie, they're always kind of looking down on Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, and again, it doesn't affect him at all, even when he's kind of pushed up against the wall and when he has to go to the dinner with them and Rose's mom is asking him all these questions about his life. And, you know, she even makes the comment that a lifestyle like that, you know, must make him happy. And he's being sarcastic, but he isn't, because he is really happy with the way that his life has turned out. And my point in kind of bringing this up is that, you know, people have opinions about other people without knowing that person. And a big part of bullying is just trying to make people feel bad about themselves, with what they have or what they don't have. And I think that's terrible. But what's really interesting is that Rose and her mother have no money. She even makes the point to tell Rose that, you know, she has to get engaged and has to get married to Cal because they have no money. They're flat broke. And it's, you know, to watch a movie and see this family treat this Jack, so terribly about how his life is and about how much money he doesn't have, yet they're in the exact same boat and they still have, you know, some sort of pleasure on putting him down. And a lot of that, both in the movie and in real life, like I've even said before, come from an insecure place in the people who are saying these things about you. A lot of people project onto other people the insecurities that they have about themselves or their family or family member or close friend or what have you. But even like I've said in another episode, is that people aren't genuine when they're saying negative things because it doesn't come from a genuine place. Because, you know, making fun of somebody's clothes or their looks isn't, it could never come from a genuine place. Now, maybe I'll back up and somewhat recant that statement, because if you have gone in and you're getting your hair cut or you're getting makeup applied or you're getting a makeover or something like that, you know, then it might come from a genuine place where they might have something constructive to say about what they could possibly change in a look that might help help you if that's why you're there. But otherwise, picking on someone and making them feel bad is not a genuine act. And it always comes from a place that is familiar with them in some way or another. Now, it might be familiar with them because they aren't familiar with the feelings that they're having or the things that they're witnessing in their life, but it's coming from somewhere. So as you can even see in the movie Titanic, the mother is just really projecting where she is in life and trying to make fun of somebody else who in the end doesn't care because they're comfortable with who they are. And hopefully over time, that's the type of person and place that you're going to be, where no matter what somebody says, it doesn't matter because you're comfortable with who you are. And I, like I've said through all of these, I think that that's very important to understand your feelings and understand where your feelings and emotions are coming from and really how you can handle those feelings. Because what happens to people who can't handle their feelings is that they don't really know how to handle anything. And for some people, it's bullying. For others, it's depression. For others, the only outlet they think they have is suicide. And it's just unfortunate. So I just happened to have been watching Titanic, and that just kind of made me think about the big picture of the movie. And the other thing is that to kind of show that people can be genuine, and yes, again, while this is a movie, Leonardo meets Kate for the first time, or Rose for the first time, when she's running at the end of the ship, and she's standing over the edge, and he rescues her. Kind of, you know, they have a conversation if you've seen the movie, but, you know, he says that he's not looking forward to jumping in the water to rescue her. And the reason that starts is because, you know, he starts to take off his shoes and everything, and she's asking what he's doing. And he says, well, I'm not looking forward to jumping in the water after you, but it looks like that's something that I've got to do. And they even have a long-standing joke in the movie. Not a joke, but, you know, kind of a phrase between themselves where it says, you know, you jump, I jump. And the fact that he's willing to risk his life to save hers kind of can give you light on how there are good people in the world. And while it can be difficult to kind of see that if you are in a depressed state and if you're not around the right type of people or the right people, it can seem very lonely. But again, remember, there's other people out there that are like you. It's just unfortunate that you haven't been able to find those people that you can communicate with, openly communicate with. And hopefully one day you can. And maybe, I hope, by listening to these, it'll kind of give you some insight on how people are and how bullies are, and just knowing that adulthood and life has so many things to offer than what you're going through right now, that maybe you'll start to, you know, understand your feelings, understand where other people are coming from when they're trying to attack you, and how you can handle those type of emotions and those feelings, and really grow as a person and as an adult. It was interesting when I was watching it the other day that that it kind of made me think about what I've been talking about with you. Because, again, it's hard to really understand where people are coming from. And that was one of the biggest things that I had an issue with. And that's probably one of the reasons why I keep bringing it up. Because I want you to know that what people say in a negative way towards you is not real. It doesn't, you know, it's just a way of them getting out their frustration or their anger, or their insecurities. And it's unfortunate that it has to be thrown on you in a public setting. And it can be repetitive because of all social media and everything else like that. So it makes it really hard to get away from, but it also makes it really hard to kind of understand. Because a lot of people think, well, what did I do to make this person do this to me? And it was probably nothing, but they are in an unfortunate place in their life that they don't really understand. And the only thing that they know how to do is just lash out onto other people. And that goes for a number of things. You know, if you're a person who's not comfortable in your own skin, you feel like you were born or should have been born a different person, and you're trying to not only understand those feelings, but also trying to find out a way to communicate with your family or your friends and things like that, because a lot of people are afraid of being ridiculed. What's good about today is that people changing in their lives to become who they are is more open than it's ever been, and it makes that a lot easier. Let's just say holistically. However, depending on where you are, depending on what your family's religion is, depending on the neighbors you've got, depending on the status that your family may or may not have, it makes it difficult for you to even contemplate expressing the changes that you're going through and the feelings that you're feeling in regards to feeling that you are someone else trapped in your own body. And the same still applies to everything I've ever talked about. If you feel that you're outwardly not who you are inwardly, and that's a change you want to make, and you want to be able to speak to people about it, but you're worried about what people will say, if you can find a way for yourself to understand who you are, then it makes it that much easier when, or if you're worried about what other people are going to say or think, because you know you. The only person who knows you best is you and any other people that are around you that you express your feelings towards. And I'm not, you know, the other thing is I feel like I talk a lot about feelings. And I do rightfully, primarily because a lot of people who are depressed because they're bullied or because they're going through changes in life and things that they don't understand, that's a feeling that you've got. And one of the biggest things that can help you is being able to understand your feelings. And not by just understanding them and validating them is going to make everything go away, but it will make you understand you. And if you can understand you, then you're able to handle all the things that come at you in life, no matter what the circumstances are. And sometimes it is and can be lonely, especially if maybe you don't have a lot of friends, or the people that you have reached out to and possibly even your family don't really feel comfortable talking about it or want to talk about it or even show an interest in talking about it. Yes, it can make you feel alone. And I lived like that for a very long time because I didn't have the courage to reach out to my family or to my friends and tell them what I was going through. And even when I was younger and I had met with a psychologist, I would always tell them that everything was fine because I had already built this wall up that I didn't want to tell anybody anything because, first off, I didn't want people to know because I didn't want to be judged more than I was already being judged. And secondly, by me saying it and verbalizing it to me, made it feel like it was real. So if I kept it inside, then it wasn't real. It's kind of like the way that, sadly, the way that I looked at it was like going to the doctor. You know, if I didn't feel that I was sick, then I didn't need to go to the doctor. And I was always afraid that if I went to the doctor, that they would tell me that something was wrong with me. And I mean like a physician, not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but like a physician. So, you know, I looked at it like, well, if I think everything's right with me physically, then going to a doctor, if they tell me something's wrong, well, then it's real. And some people think that talking out loud about their feelings makes it real. And that was hard for me. And it's, for a lot of people, it's very hard, and possibly even yourself. But being able to talk about it, even if it is to yourself, just kind of, while it does validate that there is something that you're trying to face, it's much bigger and better than the people out there who are picking on you or making fun of you or socially bullying you, because they don't know you. And just like the people in the characters in Titanic, they didn't know anything about him, but they just felt like they deserved to make fun of somebody else. And it was to make themselves feel good. And it makes me so upset to think that there are people that are out there hurting because somebody else just doesn't know what to say or how to say it, or they're uncomfortable saying it. And it's just, it's so crappy. It's so crappy. And I wish that there was, like I said, something I could do other than this, more than this. I hope at least for one person that this is helpful. And I wish that there was more that I could do. I wish that the families and the people who were struggling, you know, financially, if they were going to lose their house and their family was going to split up, that I could give them the money. I wish that I had a platform or something that gave me that capability, because I genuinely want people to be happy. I know what it's like to go through so many negative aspects in life. And I also know what it's like to be able to get past those and to be able to live, because for the thousandth time, I think that life is amazing. And I don't wear rose-colored glasses. You know, I know that life on a daily basis can be mundane and aggravating and frustrating. But what life has to offer in itself and in experiences, and not every experience is going to be good, but you'll love that you were able to experience it. Because there are so many things that are great. And even the simplest things, like try to think of a point in your childhood or a moment in your childhood where you were just incredibly happy. And Christmas might be for that for some people, or whatever your religious holiday might be. But try to think of a time that wasn't like that, that wasn't on a birthday, that wasn't on a special occasion. See if you can think of a time where you felt genuinely happy, or you genuinely just laughed out loud, and it made you feel good. Because that feeling, as rough as daily life can be now, and even when you get older, or as you continue to grow older, looking back on life, hopefully your life snapshot can be that feeling for that moment that you had complete joy. And if you can find a moment like that, and if you can make more moments like that, there's so many great things to look back on in life. I'm a nostalgic person. A lot of people are, and a lot of people aren't. For me, that was kind of one of the things, I think, as a defense mechanism that I started to do as I got picked on, you know, moving to a new state, going to a new school, going to multiple new schools. When we had moved into the new state, it made adjusting to life very difficult, especially when especially when the lifestyle, well, I shouldn't say the lifestyle, but the community was so different from where I came from. And it was just so hard for me to be able to grasp. Not only that, again, you know, having these people just start to pick on me for no reason. Just because you're a new guy doesn't mean you got to be picked on. Like, I think that that's just asinine. Again, that really comes down to people being insecure of new people stepping in. So what do they need to do? They need to start making fun of the new people so that they don't infringe on what they've established, quote unquote, in middle school or high school or even college. It's just a shame because you never know what you can learn from that new person, from a new place. Maybe nothing, but the point is 9 times out of 10, you never get the chance, or at least I didn't, but I digress. So my point was, is that when I started, you know, thinking about all the bad things that were going on and the day that I had, I would start to think about the good times that I had in the place that I'd moved from. And, I don't know if that's one of the reasons why I am nostalgic, because I like being able to look back at certain moments and realize how happy I was. And what's interesting, at least for me, is that in those moments, during those times, I didn't realize how happy I was. And as I started to notice that I had more and more incidents like that, I realized that I needed to be in the moment and make good moments today and moving forward. And that way, I didn't have to always look back to be happy. I got to look forward and be happy about the moments that I could make. And if you're somebody who is depressed and you're somebody who is contemplating suicide, I know it's very hard to look forward to think that there's going to be any brighter moments in the future, but it's all about, it's a sad term, baby steps. And I only get that from the movie What About Bob. That was his big thing. He had to take baby steps. But I want you to be able to know that It's not always going to be this difficult. It won't always be this hard, regardless of what your particular situation is. And I hope that some of what I talk about can resonate in some form or fashion with you, or at least shed some sort of light on what you're going through, because I didn't have that. I didn't talk to my family. I didn't talk to my parents. I didn't talk to my friends, the few that I had. And, you know, I still had to endure it every single day. And like I said in another video, you end up building a wall. And by building this wall, you end up doing a couple different things. One, again, you kind of shut yourself off from the rest of the world and you get used to that. So as you become an adult and as you get into new situations in your life, you might not be able to open yourself to create these wonderful moments in your life because of the wall that's had to been put up because some jerk decided that they wanted to pick on you for whatever reason. And it pains me to think that you don't think that those moments are going to exist, and they are. They will. I promise. There's not going to be billions and billions of these wonderful moments, but it's going to be fantastic when you're in one and when you get to look back at them, knowing that you did them all yourself. Because as you build up these walls, you're just going to miss out on these opportunities and these moments that could be potentially incredible. You might miss out on the meeting the person of your life, or meeting your next best friend, or even meeting somebody who's like you that's also looking for someone else to be able to talk to. The other thing is that, at least for me, I ended up creating a defensive mechanism myself where I would automatically start judging people as soon as I walked into a room. And that way, if any of them had anything negative to say to me, I would already have something ready to shoot back at. Or if I didn't even say it verbally out loud, I could at least say it in my head. But I realized as I got older, I wasted a lot of moments and I wasted a lot of opportunities. And it was negativity that was preventing me from experiencing those. And that was a shame. And it, you know, it's when I was younger and really didn't understand, it made me angry. It made me angry that I, every day when I walked out of the house, whether it be going to school or going somewhere on the weekend or 15 years later, 10 years later down my life, that when I walked out of the door, I had to make sure that I wasn't wearing something that somebody could pick on me about. I didn't walk funny. You know, I didn't stand funny. I didn't speak funny, even though I still think I speak funny. It's frustrating because I wasn't able to live in the moment for the day. And I lost, oh gosh, I've lost decades because I couldn't relax. I was always fearful that the next bad thing was going to come out of somebody's mouth. But like I've said before, as people get older, they become more mature. Most, for that fact, become more mature. And the people who pick on you at school or say things about you at school or, you know, share some of your most personal and intimate moments with other people publicly and ridicule you, it can be very hard in that moment, but life isn't like that all the time. And it tends to fade away because you're away from people who start to do that. As you start to grow and as you start to meet other people and older people, the ridicule and that judgment just doesn't really come nearly as much as it did in high school and middle school, if at all. Because in the end, as adults, we're all fighting to be happy. We're all fighting to stay afloat. Half of the people aren't really in tune with their feelings and their emotions and really knowing who they are as a person. And so they tend to struggle in life, and they don't necessarily know what direction they want to go in. They just know that they got to keep churning and churning. But you, hopefully you can harness who you are. So that way you get to have a better adulthood and a better life than I did. And you can really experience things in life on how it's meant to be, not with this wall and not with these judgments and not with these anxiety or depression or anything like that. I really do want the best for everyone. And like I said, it just pains me to think that people can't be happy now and can't think that life isn't going to be happy in the future. But it will, and it is. And you're going to be so much stronger and better and happier for it. Well, I'm at 29 minutes. Those were just a few things that I kind of wanted to talk about and share. Like I said, movies and music are pretty important to me. And, having seen Titanic earlier this week, over the weekend, actually, it just made me think about kind of another example that is out there that's not directly related to you that, you can see. Of course, there's tons of high school movies and things like that where it's the same premise, but for me, that's just kind of what sparked the interest and wanted to be able to talk about this tonight. So I hope it was helpful. I hope that there's anything that I can do to help you if there's a topic you want me to talk about or if there's something that you want me to, you know, kind of express on how it affected me and my life and things that I've done to kind of overcome them, please let me know. Because I'm not here just to speak to you. I want to be able to speak and it makes sense and resonate. So please feel free. And if you're worried about, you know, publicly typing out on the messages, I think on my page or somewhere inside of YouTube, you should be able to send me a message directly. Please do. Well, I appreciate you listening. Take care of yourself. Life is amazing. It really is. And I wish that there was something that I could do to help all of you. Not that there's nothing wrong with you, but I want you to be happy. And I wish and hope that there's a way that I can show you that. So thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.